Hey, you freaking idiot!
Hey guys, it's me.
And the Bean.
And you're listening to I Heart Snacks.
With Ben and Joe.
Dope cheese!
I love me and the Bean.
I do. I love them so much. How come they sound so much better than our shitty podcast?
I think it's their voice. I think they have really nice voices.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean...
And it's their microphones, too. We got a $20 USB piece of crap.
Don't mess with the mic. This is a Mickety Mike.
Mickety Mike?
I bust Wiggity Rhymes on this.
Wiggity?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Or Wiggity.
Saturday! High five.
That's Saturday, the what?
It's always the 16th, according to our last show. This is the 23rd. This is our second show of the new season.
Yeah.
I heard last week's episode, the season premiere, was well received.
Who told you that?
You.
I did?
Yeah, you said you liked it.
Oh, yeah, I do. I like that.
When are you getting married? Everybody who's been on this show is getting married.
Yeah?
I'm getting married. Jamie's getting married. That just leaves you.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Did you hear the big news? Jamie's getting married.
What?
Yeah, did you hear that big news?
When did this happen?
On her birthday, September 9th.
No way.
Yeah, get this. I was at the...
At
the ice cream shop the other day. And I got this telephone call.
What?
Yeah, I was waiting for ice cream, and the girl behind the counter goes, you have a telephone call. So I took it, and it was Jamie. She said, guess what, I'm getting married.
And when is she getting
tell
married?
Tell Ben that he's a big fat loser.
I actually had a conversation with Jamie for you.
I know.
And she told me first.
What, that you're a big fat loser?
No, because she's getting married. Hey.
Did you know he's the Joker?
He's not the Joker.
If you check his MySpace picture.
What's his MySpace?
MySpace Eddie, I think it's called. MySpace. Like Nice Guy Eddie?
It's MySpace.
This is MySpace Eddie. He's in a band.
Yeah. No, I don't think he is anymore.
Oh. Did they break up?
I don't know.
Is there going to be a behind the music?
I think it's like a solo thing he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I wish I could play an instrument.
I can.
What can you play?
Your mom. Oh! 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 Your mom.
You just made fun of my mother.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what? It was awesome yesterday. I made fun of Joe's mom in the mall. There was a poster for the new Curious George movie coming out on DVD. I believe it's very soon it's coming out. And it said, Big Monkey Fun. And I said, hey, Joe, look, it's a movie about your mom.
Alright, I'll just take it. I'll take that. That was good. I gave you credit and everything. Yeah. You don't bring it up on the show.
That was awesome.
Homo.
You're a homo.
I heard you were.
No, I heard something.
What'd you hear?
You're a homo.
Jerk. Did you hear about you being a homo? Sorry, I used my buzzsaw on Saturdays.
Yeah, we got the window open. It's raining here.
It's pouring.
No, not anymore.
There's probably old Ben snoring everywhere. Did you hear about the Iranian president?
Yeah, Ahmadudadad.
Yeah, do you like that guy?
Ahad Madabudadad.
Do you like him?
It's my dad. Can't even pronounce his own name.
Your dad?
It's my dad.
You can't say
Ahmad Ahmadudadad.
He can't say Ahmadudadad. He's an angry man, huh?
So I want to get one time. I like put a hole through the wall because I was so pissed, and he got
pissed.
Yeah, he got pissed there.
See?
You hear that?
Yeah.
His buzzsaw. It's coming
did
after you.
Did he ever roundhouse kick you, your dad?
No.
Never.
He knows why is everyone so enamored with the roundhouse kick? There's so many other cool kicks.
All right.
Like the cartwheel kick.
Sorry. Did he ever cartwheel kick you? I hate Chuck Norris.
Jump kick. Jump kicks are good. What's wrong with a little jump kick?
Press
A and B at the same time, you jump kick.
Oh my god, I love games like that. B would be jump and A would be punch, or kick. Together? Jump kick.
Yeah, jump kick. Little double dragon like that?
Yeah. And so was...
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu, ahead of its time.
Also, River City Ransom, I think, was like that. Jump kick.
Yeah. That was a good game. Better than Double Dragon.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Good, thanks.
But it didn't have Bobo or Jojo. boo-boo.
Yeah, but it had barf.
Yeah.
And money falling. And puke. And it had, your mom was in it. Her name was Big Fat Smelly Bitch. Oh! Oh. Sorry. Yeah, how come I feel bad when I make fun of your mom?
Hello.
That's like your mom.
Oh! I don't get it.
She sucks. Oh!
The Messiah would be resurrected. Jesus was.
Are we talking about more?
We believe Jesus is the Messiah. Do you? I heard that our religious stuff goes over well with our audience.
It does?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a little segment each week called Religion and You?
Yeah. The Gideons were outside of my school the other day.
You know, I like them because they're always in a good mood. They're pretty giddy.
Gideon.
What were they doing out there?
Giving out free Bibles. Also, the Jews for Jesus were outside Penn Station the other day and they picked up this little thing.
Alright, I need help here.
Sure. Okay. Let me help you out.
For some reason, you're Jewish. You're one of God's chosen people.
I'm Jewish because my mom was Jewish.
Does that really make you Jewish?
You take the religion of the wife or something.
That's bullshit.
Well, just in the Jewish religion, I guess.
Yeah, you're not... Because people tell me that to me. They're like, you know, what are you? I'm like, nothing. They're like, no, really. I'm like, what are you? I'm like, well, my parents were Catholic. Oh, so yes, you're Catholic.
So it makes you Catholic.
I'm like, no, it doesn't. See, because there's no... Like, blood type.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go to the doctor and be like, let's operate on this guy. Oh,
yeah.
He's Catholic. Yeah. So, that pisses me off that people still call me that.
Well, I get pissed when people say that I'm Jewish. I'm not. Yeah, I was bar mitzvahed, but that was the last time I set foot in the temple.
Me too.
I said, fuck y'all.
Oh, you got a little angry.
I said, fuck y'all.
I threw candy at you.
Yeah.
I whipped it at your face. And I'm standing right next to you, so that must have really hurt.
I don't remember. I was 13.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Like, when I was a man.
10 years ago.
When I was a man, now I'm not anymore.
What are you now, girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, guess what I'm not getting married in?
A temple?
Yeah, or a church.
Or a church?
I'm getting married at the reception hall.
Really?
Yeah.
By who? Who's gonna do it?
Justice of the Peace.
Nice!
So it's like,
Like a judge.
Like a judge, basically. I think cool. I'm gonna ask Judge Joe Brown.
No. Go with the spicy Latina lady.
Oh, she's hot.
How fucking racist is that? I saw an ad the other day in the city, one of the one telephone booths that they still have.
Wait, there are telephone booths?
Yeah.
Oh, just in case Superman needs to change quickly.
Yeah, well, it's not a booth. It's like, you know...
Stand?
Like, yeah.
Booths are too expensive.
They have billboards usually on the side of it. They had that Judge Lopez or whatever her name is, and they say the spicy Latina.
She's pretty hot.
But like,
she's like 50, but she's hot.
But still, you can't like, I don't know, it just seems very stereotypical, the spicy Latina.
Maybe she's spicy.
I don't care.
Did you ever taste her?
No, I didn't. No thanks.
Well, she's marrying me. And so is Judge Joe Brown. And Judge Mills Lane. What? He's gonna go, let's get on.
Why does he do that nose thing?
I could tell you a fake story, but I really know why.
Oh, okay. Tell me a fake story.
Because... It's ancient boxing lore that if the referee touches his nose 3 times, a midget will pop out of the bottom of the ring and punch people in the nuts for 3 rounds straight.
Does that ever happen?
I've never seen it happen yet. Mm. I'm waiting for it.
Okay.
So yeah, not getting married in a church. People are just starting to find out about this.
Oh, they're upset, huh? How's your mom and dad taking it?
They're cool with it.
Alright, that's good.
My parents are very liberal. Parents,
really?
Yeah. But
and
like...
Erica's parents.
Yeah, Erica's parents haven't been to church in
good. All right.
Like a million years, I think.
Oh.
Since the dinosaurs, 1,000 years
wow.
ago.
Wow. Fucking crazy.
So who's... The grandparents are a little bothered by it.
Erica's grandparents.
I haven't talked to them yet.
No.
My grandparents. My grandpa, he's a funny man.
Yeah.
Simple thinking. He goes, I don't think a Catholic priest is going to come and do it in a place like that.
Yeah.
I was like, because Catholic priest's not coming. I did a little head nod you saying there.
So, yeah.
So yeah, I think it's gonna be a little bit of a controversy, but a little
people
buzz,
gonna riot?
A little buzz to
a little
it.
Riot?
And also, I'm coming out dressed like the Macho Man.
Nice. To a pomp and circumstance.
Yes. And Erica's coming down to Brick House.
Nice.
She's gonna get her hair done the fro.
Cool.
I think, yeah.
So So am I invited?
You're a cowboy.
Alright, cool.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
we gotta plan our awesome bachelor party.
Yeah.
I decided it's just gonna be me and you.
Alright, fine.
Fuck everyone else.
Sounds good.
We're going to medieval times. It may not be.
I hope we get to root for the Green Knight.
I love the Green Knight.
Because he is the man.
Remember when we went and we rooted for the Green Knight?
Yeah.
He was a cheater, that guy. He was a dirty fuck.
Yeah.
He threw sand in someone's eyes and stabbed
That's
him.
That's awesome.
He got kicked out for it.
Yeah.
I was like, come on.
Doesn't he come back?
Yeah, he comes back to challenge the winner.
That's awesome.
Because, like, loses. The Blue Knight or whatever was like, he was all Mr. Tight Ass and he was all, hey, I'm a nice guy, I'm going to win.
I got a rose from the Green Knight.
You did?
A kiss. Gave me a little kiss. He's a little gay.
You're a little gay.
No, I'm
apparently
not.
Kissing knights.
He was sexy.
All right, does that make it cool if a guy's sexy? You can kiss him.
Yeah,
Ben's gay.
Yeah.
Only
in America.
Only with men.
Only in America.
If we were gay, you think our show ratings would go up?
Yeah, they have a lot of gay podcasts. Shouldn't be that much.
We're gay podcasts.
We're gay podcasts. We're gay. Do you think you could be gay for a day?
Okay. No.
And being gay for a day, you'd have to have sex in the butthole.
No, I definitely couldn't.
Come on, just for a day.
No.
What if someone paid you $500?
Oh, my butt just twinged.
Okay, $500 million.
$500 million.
Yes.
To have sex
in the butthole.
In the butthole.
Yeah, come on.
All right.
$500 million.
Well, what part am I, like...
In your butthole. Your butthole.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of money.
$500 million.
I gotta think about
come
it.
Come on.
Who's the guy?
Any guy you choose.
Oh, that's even gayer. Choose anybody you want. Yeah. Yes. This makes it so much easier. I'm gonna pick a guy with a really small penis.
All right.
I'm gonna pick Mr. Pinky. I think his name is.
So you do it?
I don't know.
Come on. $100 million.
Who's giving me the $500 million?
Someone who's very wealthy.
They're gonna come right with me. How many times are we having sex in the butthole?
Just once. Oh. And it's for an entire day.
Oh my God. No, I don't think I'd survive. I'm
okay. It's for 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
It's for a second. Sticks it in, sticks it out.
Can it be a doctor, and he also checks my prostate while he's there?
No. No. 5 minutes, butt sex.
5 minutes of butt sex.
Yes. For $500 million.
No matter what I say, you're going to ridicule me.
Come on. It's $500 million. You're not going to do it?
I don't know.
Alright, the guy used to be a girl.
That's weird. No, it's not the guy-girl thing. It's really, I don't like things in my butthole.
It's only for 5 minutes.
That's a long time to have something in your butthole.
5 minutes, Joe. $500 million.
Oh, man.
Look at all that money. Look at what you can do with that.
Fix my butthole.
Yeah. That would be the first
probably gonna hurt.
And you could erase your memory.
I guess that would mess me up a little bit. Alright, well, what am I gonna say to Erica? Oh, I'm gonna go get a lot of $500 million.
She wants you to do it. He's like, have sex in the butthole.
Oh, God, now I'm out.
Really?
Yeah, it's really, it's weird.
Okay, she doesn't know about it, so I'll never find out.
I'm out again. So notice when I'm walking out of my butthole.
Joe, $500 million. You can buy a lot of Nintendos with that.
You're right, I need a Wii.
In your butthole.
No, I can't do it.
Oh, God, you're stupid. $500 million. Joe, I'm going to ask you the question again.
All right? Okay.
$500 million for 5 minutes of butt sex.
Okay.
You gonna do it?
Let me think about it.
You gonna do it?
Thinking still.
It's 500 million.
That's a lot of million.
It's 500 of those million.
When does this happen? Like tomorrow?
Or you could prep for it.
Oh, God! What would you do to prep for that?
I don't know. Something. Oh, God, y'all. Come on, it's just butt sex. Alright, what if it was the other way around?
Oh!
You're doing a guy for 5 minutes.
I'm definitely not putting my penis in someone else's butthole. Oh my God, I feel ashamed. I didn't even do anything.
Come on.
No, I can't do it.
You're not doing it anyway. I'm totally doing it.
You'd have sex for $500 million.
For 5 minutes?
For 5 minutes of butt
sex. I'd close my eyes.
And what?
And pray.
I don't know.
$500 million.
After you,
I will have a TV show.
After you did it, I'd ask you how it went. Say, was it worth it? Should I do it?
Okay, and I say it's fine. You gonna do it?
Sure.
Gay!
I was waiting for you to say that. Of course I'd do it for $500 million. I just wanted to make sure you didn't say gay. Oh my God, my butt hurts.
Let me chop you up with this buzz.
Oh, my butt.
Alright. We got some voicemails to play.
Yeah, let's play some.
Okay.
Hi, it's Sam and Kai.
Hello.
We love I Heart Snacks.
Yes. I love it. I love you, Ben.
And of course, Joe.
Yes. I met you yesterday, Ben, by the way. And I was really, really sleep deprived, but now I'm like sort of normal.
Yay.
Sort of.
I heard snacks.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. I love the show. This is Goldie Hawn. I heard my live-in roommate, Kurt Russell, called. And could you just tell him to come home? I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to go to bed without my crazy light on, and he saw my haggard face. And I think he got kind of scared. He's been running around. I don't know where he is. He's calling radio shows. I don't know. But yeah, I love the show. And thanks. Dope tease. Bye.
Wow, cool voicemails.
Yeah, definitely.
Goldie Hawn and Kai and Sam.
Sam and Kai.
Sam and Kai. Kai and
Sammy Kai.
Cool. We got a little surprise for Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Right on the line. Right on this line, right here. It's telephone line.
Put him on.
Okay, let me patch him through. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, this is Kurt Wilson. How's it going?
It's going good. How's it going with you?
I'm running around pretty wild right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm, I took one look at my crazy living roommate's face, and I ran away for a while.
Wow, really, huh?
Yeah, you can tell that bitch I'll be home.
Oh boy, don't use that language on this show.
With the bacon soon.
Coming home with the bacon?
Yeah, because I'm filming a new feature film.
Oh yeah? What's that?
It's a project I'm working on with Ron Candy.
I'm Ron Candy.
Yeah, Ron Candy, the Spanish equivalent of John Candy.
Oh yeah.
We're filming Captain Ron 2. Cool Ronnings.
Cool Ronnings?
Yeah, it's about Captain Ron.
That movie.
Shut the fuck up. He sails to Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
And then he finds those four guys who were in the bobsled.
Okay, in Captain Ron, did you wear an eye patch too?
Yeah, I had a glass eye, I do.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm all about the work, so I really poked out one of my eyes.
Ow.
And put in a glass eye. It was a lot of fun.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, thanks to surgery, I got the eye back in.
Oh, and right.
It's a laser eye. I can shoot lasers out of it.
Really?
So look for that in my other movie, Escape from the World.
Oh, so you're gonna shoot lasers out of your eyes?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What color are the lasers?
They're all colors. Rainbow.
Oh, awesome!
You know,
that's
gay. Mario Golf, when Yoshi gets a really good shot, it's a rainbow.
Oh,
that's what it looks like. Awesome.
Oh, cool.
It looks awesome. Yoshi's the best player in that game. I like Yoshi.
Never knew you were a big fan of Nintendo.
I'm a huge Nintendo fan.
Yeah.
Huge. Cool. I buy Nintendos like they're going out of style.
Cool. Alright, well, we're going to end the show. Do you want to say anything to your fans? Maybe to Goldie Hawn? Oh, we lost them. Shit.
Oh, right, they made the connection.
You know, I'm going to have to talk to our manager about this.
Yeah, we're going to have to, because it's all foggy and gross. Yeah, my voice doesn't hurt, though, after, like, the Macho Man calls.
Yeah, where the hell were you?
Didn't I tell you I had to go fix some the phone lines?
Oh.
It must have tripped over the wire on the way back. Did someone call?
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
I missed Kurt Russell's call.
Mm-hmm.
God, can't stand missing him.
All right. Well, we're going to go.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Oh, you? I guess you did listen.
No, I did my fair share of listening this episode.
We have a special message for people living on Long Island and New Jersey. Way to live on Long Island in New Jersey. No, the Heather and Ben Show is going to be on TV.
The what?
Heather and Ben Show?
Never heard of this.
The vidcast? What? Puppet show? Cartoon show?
What?
On the internet?
I've never heard of
this. All right, well, it's going to be on your TV.
What? My TV?
Mm-hmm. You live on Long Island, right?
Yeah.
Channel 20, I believe that's
public. I have breast cancer, that means.
What?
Because I live on Long Island.
Oh.
I get breast cancer. Constantly.
All right, so Channel 20, public access channel?
Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock.
You know who can watch?
On Fridays.
You know October. Who can watch that?
Who?
Sam.
Sam from Long Island.
From Long Island.
Both Sams from Long Island.
There are two Sams on Long Island?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, a boy and a girl.
There's a boy and girl Sam?
A man and a woman.
A man Sam?
Yeah.
And a woman Sam?
Yeah. And Michelle's from Long Island, too.
Who's Michelle?
All right. Yeah, so that, and then I think it's Channel 21 in New Jersey on Tuesdays starting in October. 11. Yeah, 11 in Jersey, 9 o'clock.
I sleep.
9 o'clock here on Long Island, 11 in New Jersey.
All right, and for the people in California.
Hey, give me a call. Maybe we could set something up so you could put it on public access there.
Sam in California, set that up.
Yeah.
I have to catch
the
show.
Sam, your presence coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Sending it out.
Still, I have to catch the show. I've never...
HeatherandBenshow.com. TheHeatherandBenshow.com.
The Heather and... What?
Benshow. Bencho.
Do you have anything to do?
Bencho.
Bencho.
Yeah. All right, we went on too long.
All right, Sato. Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.